Can you imagine 100 years in 100 days? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Can you imagine 100 years in 100 days? Virtually, this is what our wonderful nation of China, Beijing, is going through. With the Olympics coming to Beijing, they have done in 100 days what the world has taken 100 years to do. As we look at the residential developments of Beijing, we find the cultural developments of London, England, or the United States, or various other countries, and the various styles of homes, the styles of homes of the Old South in the United States, of other places, of the beautiful castles in Madrid and Spain and so forth. And all these things are emerging in Beijing, and perhaps in the larger sector around it. Now, it can happen because Beijing is the center of activity for the wonderful opening of China into the 21st century. It skipped the 20th century and jumped right into the 21st century. It skipped all of the headaches and all of the worries and all the pains, and China, Beijing, we'll just say Beijing, meaning all of China, because it's spreading throughout all of China. Beijing had no qualms about going anywhere in the world and finding something that worked and bringing it to Beijing and making it work there and adjusting it however much it must so that it would not violate the trade laws and the laws that say this is copyright property, you know. And so they have taken all these things. Well, a lot of stuff they didn't bother worrying about the copyright, and they just took it. And of course it'll be hidden for centuries because it'll be inside of buildings that you never see it. But they have brought the techniques for wiring buildings. They have brought the techniques, and the techniques aren't what you think they are. The techniques are what kind of wiring? Wireless wiring. And they're using the light as a modem of transporting energy and power to the various structures and to the various areas. And then basically they have a wireless wiring through many of the buildings. Some of the earlier ones they built in the 100 days were built to the old standards, but the newer ones are built to the wireless standards. And everywhere it's wireless. And in the grand opening of the Beijing Olympics, 2008, Beijing Olympics, they had more wireless activity going on than one might even say the city of New York has at any one point. And they've been going at it a lot longer. But this was all integrated in such a magical way. The choreography of the integration of the lighting system, of the wireless system, of the wireless telephones, of the wireless TV, of the wireless electricity, of the wireless who knows what all, anything could be made wireless, they are making wireless. And they are making it because something happened there. They received the inspiration all over the world of what other people were doing, and then these geniuses, these Chinese geniuses who had never been supported in their genius, are now being supported by the Chinese government to come up with their magic. So if somebody comes to some of the officials with some off-the-wall idea, the Chinese, wow, let's do that, and invest in them, because they got plenty of money. They have plenty of money. Now, you see, you look at Iran, Iraq, and they're very primitive, limited countries because they have lived under a dictatorship instead of a condition where the free enterprise was there and where the economy could grow unlimited. But now that Hussein is no longer in power and many of the other things are out, people are investigating the country to find out what its minerals and what its availability of good things are, like gold and oil and copper and all of the natural elements. And in Iran, in the current issue of Fortune magazine, they tell how thousands and thousands and thousands of places all over the country, they are mining for gold and mining for the various minerals and bringing them to the fore. Well, they'll be great in that respect, besides the liquid gold that they have in oil. Now, what are they going to do? You can't hold that down when the people get the money, and they will expand. They'll buy beautiful homes, they'll buy programs, and they want to live in their country because their country is good to them. Their country offered the opportunity for them to dig and find and utilize, you know, and grow by it. Now, this is what's happening in China. China is doing many things with its minerals and other things, but the greatest resource in China is what?
The people.
The people. The billions, not billions, almost billions, of people in China. One of the largest population centers of the world. Mm-hmm. And unmined population. The people are not stupid. In fact, when we went to Nigeria, we thought with their lack of education, they would not be so brilliant. And the people are brilliant. Brilliant minds, brilliant thinkers, brilliant beings. They maybe haven't done much with it. How many other people have? How many heads of great industries do we have? As many great industries as we have. But the thing is, in Nigeria, they're doing wonderful things. And that's just the beginning. But they don't have the inspiration that China has. They don't have the inspiration that Japan has. They don't have the inspiration that the United States has and many other countries. But why? Because they're not going through that people growth situation where the people want to expand who they are. And in China, the people are geniuses, as they are everywhere. But in China, the people are geniuses waiting to have an opportunity to explode. Waiting to have an opportunity to shine forth their genius in its marvelous, fantastic, beautiful way. And they're doing it. They're doing it. And as I say, the people who have the funding for the Olympics program, they are hiring these people to do crazy things. Now, you saw the opening of the Olympics, and you saw the fireworks, and you saw the two high-storied people standing there. You saw the people going around a large globe, you know, marching around it and being held in place by a wire. Wow, you know. I mean, such imagination. Now, the next time around, the next 100 years when they have the Olympics, long before that, in the next Olympics, if they had another one in 2009, which they won't, but if they did, they could have one without authorization. They could have their own Olympics. What the heck, you know? Then, you know what they would do? They would have people walking around that globe, confronting gravity, and just walking without any cables or without anything holding them on, you know? Absolutely amazing. The largest Ferris wheel in the world is not held together by steel. Steel, yes, but by steel girders. It's held together by steel cables. And you look at it, and you wouldn't imagine how it could stay together being held by steel cables. But these steel cables act and interact upon each other. And they give and take and pull, like a muscle going this way and that way. It's just utterly amazing. Now, who thought of that? Who thought of that? The largest building in the world was the Eiffel Tower in 1908. And today, they're planning on building a ship. How many stories high? 12 stories high. A ship. A ship that goes on the ocean. My goodness sakes. and the Eiffel Tower. you know, has been dwarfed by all the other wonderful buildings. So now, how could they build them so high? How could they do it? And then we, in our curiousness, we look at some of the buildings in New York City, and we say, well, here they're building them up so high, and then they're not building them high here. Why did they not build them high here? It's right there in downtown New York. Why didn't they do it? Well, because of what? Because the subsoil was not secure. Because the subsoil was like quicksand. And they couldn't build a heavy building on it because it would just go down. Sink right into the quicksand type material. Now, who knew that? Well, hopefully not someone who built, because that would be rather tragic. But nonetheless, you see, we know these things. Now, the day will come when they build these tremendous buildings over anything, over water, over swamps, over anything. And they'll be totally untouched by it. Why? Because they will not be subject to gravity. They will have learned how to be harmonious with gravity and work harmoniously with it. Now, you say, wow, wouldn't that be something? Well, Einstein pointed it out. Other great thinkers have pointed it out. And Star Trek points it out all the time, you know? They're always doing stupid, silly things that are utterly impossible to do, and there's no explanation for it. Well done. There's no explanation for it because they haven't found the explanation yet for it. No one was curious enough. But when the moment comes that people choose to do something of that nature, they'll come up with the explanation. And when they come up with the explanation, what'll happen? It'll be something so simple. It'll be as simple as wearing this headphone on your head to operate your computer. Now, that's today. And you say, that's not even done. That's right. But tomorrow, you'll be doing it without a headphone. And then the next day, you'll be doing all the things you would do on your computer out in the world without a headphone, without a computer, without anything. And you just think your thoughts and it is done. Now, you say, oh, come on now, that's really wild. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? And isn't it true? Now, who would have ever believed as much as 10 years ago that China would be what it is today? Who would have ever believed that China would be the coal-fossilizing country of the world that's causing such impurities to enter into the atmosphere in such tremendous strength? Well, it's just like, what did we say, the Iron Age coming into place in, you know, in the world and using the coals and stuff and melting the irons and building steel buildings and what have you. In England, you know, everything was coal and black and sooty, and the coal mines were there, and the people died of coal dust and stuff. Well, now, China's going through that. In 100 days, they're going through 100 years. And let's just know that as they come out of this 100 days, that they will come out with such amazing devices to no longer need to burn the fossil fuels, to no longer need to create impurities in the atmosphere, and to create a nation in which all of their people have adequacy in pure waters, pure foods, and pure education, where they look to be themselves and have fun, and realizing that each individual deserves to be called number one, and is not expendable, but very, very, very expandable. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you,
love you.
I love you.